So this morning we see the completion of part of a wider project. Talk to us about what that is.
Well, basically, we're going to be creating a new emergency department, which is a sort of modern name for A&E, at the Lister. It's a £19 million project and effectively involves refurbishing the old department, but also a major extension onto part of what was the former A&E car park at the front of the Lister. So over the last few weeks, we've been remodelling that car park so that it can be used in the future, but also allows us to start building on that on the bit that's no longer being occupied by the car park. And today is the start of that project.
It's a very big investment. A lot of people would say lots of money's being spent, £19 million. But talk to us about the real difference that it will make from what we have now to what we will have when it's done.
Well, at the moment, the department is cramped. It was designed and built a number of years ago. Medicine has changed a lot in that time. And actually, this allows us to provide the Lister, and indeed, therefore, the people of all of East and North Hertfordshire with a brand new facility, 21st century medicine, a true emergency department that allows those people with, you know, who might not have life-threatening injuries to be seen quickly and to be treated, but those who have real limb or life-threatening injuries to get the very specialist care that they need in surroundings that are very much fit for purpose.
So I gather on current performance, people can expect even better than from the Lister with these modern, up-to-the-second types of facilities that we'll have.
Absolutely. I mean, just to give you an example, at the moment we have a fracture clinic, so if you're unfortunate enough to break an arm or a leg and need to come back into the fracture clinic to have a cast reset or just to be re-examined, the actual clinic area, which is behind the A&E, is actually small, it's cramped, it's often very, very busy and crowded with people. And if you need scans, you need to go elsewhere at the hospital, whereas we're creating a new clinic upstairs in the outpatients department just for fractures. And it'll have its own dedicated radiology service. So a much better experience for patients. The surroundings will be fit for purpose. And similarly, in the A&E itself, we will have truly first-class adult and children's A&E services.
Now that all sounds fantastic. Just going back to the car park, one last question. Have things been done so that it can cope with a modern-day sort of capacity that's greater than what it would have started out as?
Well, the A&E car park was always a bit of a mixture of everything. Now it's a dedicated car park for emergency drop-off. It has some blue badge bays, and obviously the ambulances are able to use it as well. But if you're just attending and it's not an emergency, then actually our multi-storey car park has loads of space, and that's where we're directing, if you like, routine journeys through to there. But if you're bringing in somebody in an emergency and you want to drop them off quickly outside the A&E, we have loads of spaces now which are emergency drop-off.